Hello and welcome back to another episode of Two Substitutes. It's been a while. I'm joined by Akshay, who is not alongside me. Where are you, Akshay, right now?
Hey, Varun. I'm in India. Just enjoying my time working from home.
Working from home, real home.
Yeah, working from real home. This is actually working from home.
Yeah. You've been enjoying the sun there, even though it's cold. At least there's sun here. It's
not as cold, so it's around like 60s or 50s to 60s. Mm-hmm. And now it's getting warmer. It'll be around 70s soon.
It's really
so. It's perfect. Yeah.
Perfect weather. It's really windy. Yeah, this is a good time to visit India. Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, I think this is the perfect time. Mm. Only if you can do some outdoor activities, it'll be really fun to do those. Otherwise, it's impossible to do them. It's so hot.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's windy and snow, and winter is officially here. In Virginia.
Yeah, I heard there was 4 inches of snow last week, right?
Yeah. It was predicted snow this weekend also, but thankfully didn't get it.
Okay.
There's a lunar eclipse today also. Might try to get some pictures.
I don't think it is visible in India.
Yeah, I mean... it's understandable.
Yeah.
I might try to get some pictures using the phone. Let's see how good the camera is if there's no cloud outside.
Okay, send it to me as well if any of those comes out to be good.
Yes. Yeah, we are talking from worlds apart, but did you manage to see the games this weekend, the big game between our teams?
Yeah, I saw that game.
Yeah, it was a depressing
game. That's the only game I saw in full.
It was depressing for me to watch. I mean, even you will agree to this, that it didn't look like Chelsea came out to play that game. Very lethargic on the field.
Yeah, it was surprising for me as well. I think right from the first whistle in the first half, it looked like they were very slow on the ball and getting, just taking too much time on the ball. I think that was their downfall in the first half.
Yeah.
Arsenal came out very energetically and they were trying to press them and force them to make mistakes, and Chelsea never really recovered from that.
Yeah, and the at least the first leg that we had at Stamford Bridge, it was, even though that also had lots of defensive problems, but it was still entertaining. Both teams were going for the goals. In this game, it looked like only you were going, and even towards the end of the game, when we had possession. I mean, we started the second half well, better than the first half, but then towards the end, it looked like we were just passing sideways and not really in a rush to get the goals that we needed.
Yeah, I think there's with Chelsea, two things I've noticed is Jorginho.
Yeah.
He was nowhere to be seen, actually. He was very well marked by Ramsey, so he didn't have space or time to pull the string that he was usually doing for Chelsea this season, and you lacked attacking force also, like a proper number 9.
Right.
What Lacazette showed on finishing chances. I think Hazard was taking too much time dribbling. He wasn't actually going for the finish for the most part.
Yeah, and
he had a couple of chances, but they were all very hopeful kind of chances.
I think to me the best chance, even though Marcus Alonso hit the post, but the best chance was in the first half after you went a goal ahead, when David Luiz played the similar ball he played in the last game to Pedro. He could have scored.
Oh yeah.
That was
I think but he tried to lob it past the goalkeeper, but it wasn't on target.
Yeah. So other than that, I cannot remember. Jorginho was marked out of the game, as you said, and since we are missing a striker, Hazard is also playing in his not usual position, so that hasn't been working out well. And so far, it seems like Sarri is very stubborn, doesn't want to change.
That's what I've realized too. I think you never change the formation, or after the first half, it was very clear that he wasn't in the game and you're not getting enough in the attack as well.
Yeah.
but he never changed the system. He brought on Giroud towards the end, but like, he hardly had a touch of the ball. Right. And they were crossing balls.
I was going to say that. Yeah. There are no players to head the ball, and still we are crossing. It seems like very counter.
It was all over the place, and Alonso, he was found out defensively a lot. Like, he was so slow. Like, Lacazette had a field day on that side.
As he has been found out a few times before, also a lot before this game also. And if Bellerin was not injured, he might have caused more problems to Alonso.
Yeah,
got injured for you, which is not a good sign. I was reading some stat. He has a lot of assist, or not, but good enough assist for Arsenal this season.
Yeah, he's playing well this season. I think he has improved his defensive game, and attacking wise, I think he was always there with assists and goals whenever he was playing.
Yeah,
last season wasn't good for him, but this season I think he has improved, and hopefully he comes back soon.
Yeah. But yeah, overall for Chelsea, for us, boring game to watch and not a fun one. Instead of opening up the gap, we like to make it fun, you know. So now the top four fight is even closer, with Man U also breathing down both our teams' necks, coming back to form, 7 games in a row.
Yeah, for top four race, this was a very important game for both for Arsenal or Chelsea. And Chelsea, if they had won the game, then Arsenal was pretty much out of top four contention, I would have said.
Yeah.
But now I think this win has given us hope that we are still in there with a chance to finish in top four. And Man United, though, is looking like a stronger team than Arsenal and Chelsea at the moment.
Right. I don't know why this is, but Chelsea always seem like to me the team that can build confidence of other teams. That's what we are there for. It's not like Arsenal also are a great team. We could have scored, at least their defense is not good. Your defense, we could have scored goals, but I don't know. Could have made it more entertaining at least, but. And so, talking about Man U, Ole Gunnar is really revived this team. Pogba is scoring goals, getting penalties. Rashford is on fire. Everyone is performing. Seven games.
Things are clicking for United. I think their players, they look happy now, and to me it feels like their attacking mojo is back.
It's
which isn't a good sign for other teams.
Yeah, we'll see how this long they can carry it on. To me, out of those three teams fighting for the top four, Man U look the best one.
Yeah, but I watched their game against Spurs last week.
Mm-hmm. Spurs could have won that game.
They saved them, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? I mean, today with Spurs could have lost today's game, but they managed to win. And then we say sometimes, like, this is what winning teams or great good teams do. Like, they find a way to win a game or get points from a game if they are not good. Like Fulham were playing really. I don't know if you got to see the highlights for today's game.
First one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like Fulham started really well. They could have had a penalty also. They had luck on their side. Fulham didn't get a penalty. And then even though Fulham took the lead, Spurs found a way to win the game towards the end through Harry Winks. So yeah, this is the. Sometimes you need luck. Yeah, but good teams, I think they're just finding a way, and that's why I was saying, like, Man U are looking like they have that fight also now, and also they just with the change of manager, they look a completely different team. Everyone looks happy. I don't like them.
Yeah, I think even when Mourinho was there, everyone knew that they have players. Was the manager, like, towards the end of his Man United career, it was very clear that players weren't performing to their best.
Yeah.
And this new interim manager, he's getting the best out of them, and maybe he'll get a permanent chance if he can finish them in top four.
Right. Let's see. It feels like
right now. And he has also made some bold changes where he's not starting Lukaku. Rashford is playing up front.
Yeah, it has.
And Pogba is playing in more advanced role.
Yeah, seems like he's going more for those fast-paced and energetic play. I mean, Lukaku is not a slow person, but compared to all the other options he has, like Rashford, Martial, all of them are really quick and try to run at players. Pogba has been playing well. De Gea is coming back to form also. Last game before this one, he made the most saves in the game in this
Yeah, that
season.
was a real game. I watched that and just knew
Yeah, he was
Spurs would
not going
not
to
be
hit.
able to score. It's unbelievable saves.
11 saves, I think, in the game. So, Man U are tied on points with Arsenal on 44 and just 3 points behind Chelsea, who are on fourth. Unfortunately, Spurs won today. Unfortunately for us, not for Spurs fans. But they are 4 points ahead of us. I mean, but the bad thing for Spurs fans would be the injury to Kane and Son being away on Asian Cup duties. And today also Dele Alli might have got injured as well.
Wow,
Not
yeah,
sure for how
they're
long.
like two players, they're two of their big players missing will be a big factor. And would have been like if they had lost points against Fulham, everyone was would have said that they missed those two guys. So Llorente,
I mean, they were
rather than
missing.
scoring, he contributed in an own goal.
He scored as soon as he came on, but for the opposite side.
And their quality, we have talked about it in the past also, that their quality on the bench is like nowhere close to their first team. So if you're seeing Llorente coming on to replace Kane, it's not great.
This is another interesting point. So we have the same problem, but the quality of the first team is very good, but then we don't have anyone on the bench, and with injuries, it's even worse. But the difference between Spurs and Chelsea is still Spurs have a structure, a well-defined structure that at least even if they don't have anyone on the bench with the first team, they can still be like good enough to win games, maybe. But we are, first of all, Sarri, this is Sarri's first season, and then another thing is we keep changing our managers so often that there's no proper structure that we have built. So everything has changed from last season, like from 3-5-2 we are going to 4-3-3 formation now. Kante is playing off position, Hazard is playing off position, completely different. So it's hard to.
Yeah, I think Kante's positioning is also like we talked about in Man City game. He had a really good game attacking wise, but since then I don't think he has made a good contribution in his own role, whereas Jorginho has considerably underperformed in his role, which Kante would be like he would be the world beater in that role.
It's not like Kante is not playing. It's not like Kante is playing bad, but he is not playing as good as he can in his other position. And Jorginho has, in his best position, Jorginho has not performed also. So.
But I think we'll get to transfer rumors later, but I think from the transfer perspective, you guys are still two signings away than it feels like.
We'll talk about that. I have a few statements to make about the obvious signing that's coming. But coming back to the other games before that, the Liverpool Crystal Palace game was a fun one to watch. Did you see that? Very entertaining game.
I watched the highlights and yeah, Liverpool, it looked like they will drop points against Crystal Palace as I mean they have done it in the past,
And as
but
Crystal Palace have also done with other teams also, they beat Man City this season, they find a way to perform against the big teams. But yes, Salah got the 2 goals for them.
he's definitely in form this season. No matter
Coming
like
back to
if people are
form.
saying that he wasn't performing to the level he was at last season, but I think he's at the same level.
James Milner got the.
And yeah, I think if Mane looked at some highlights and Mane like in two positions or more than twice, he was in a good position to pass it to another player, but he would just go on his own and try to score a goal.
Yeah,
he eventually got his goal, but his
he does that a lot, I think.
Yeah,
but looks like Klopp doesn't stop him from doing that. He knows what his strengths are, so if he can.
Yeah.
But Liverpool, yeah, continue their maintain their lead at the top of the table. They have a 4-point lead over Manchester City, who also. You saw the City game, right? You said.
Yeah.
They won against
Huddersfield.
Huddersfield. Yeah, Huddersfield played well, I think, in maybe the first half.
Yeah, they had a couple of chances, but yeah, it's Man City. They're always going to score more, like 2 or 3 goals.
Yeah, Huddersfield were without the manager after Wagner left of his own accord, I think. And yeah, even the commentators were saying this is not seen often in the Premier League or in any club. When a manager leaves, the supporters were still clapping for him or made an applause for him, I think, at a certain time. So it was an amicable split between the manager and the club. Good for Wagner. Yeah, I mean, he was the person who promoted Huddersfield, who got them promoted to the Premier League, so he will have a place in their history.
Yep.
City, yeah, continue their goal scoring. I cannot even remember how many goals they have scored after losing to Crystal Palace, right? I think was the last game they lost.
And then they lost. After losing to Chelsea, one more game, and
And then they continued that goal scoring 6-0, 7-0.
Yeah, since then they have not looked back, and on the hunt for the title again, these guys. 4 points gap. I don't think it's much, but they have some tough games coming up. I think Liverpool has easier fixtures than Man City for next 5 games. So we'll see what happens.
But yeah, it makes the title race interesting for the neutral. Another very interesting game was between Wolves and Leicester City. Leicester's heart would have been broken right at the end. Diogo Jota, he was in my fantasy team at the start of the season, if you remember. He was doing nothing, and then he almost doubled his tally in a single game.
Well, that's the faith you want to show in your players if you sign them early on.
Yeah, Diogo Jota. It was a very interesting game to watch. 4-3 and...
Yeah, 93rd minute. There are lots of high-scoring games this weekend.
And
always good to see.
Wolves manager was given a red card because he got on the pitch as well while the play was going on. And then I had this question as to why Klopp wasn't sent off when that happened. This inconsistency. He got fined.
Yeah, we've always seen that, actually.
Huh?
But yeah, we have always seen some inconsistencies in decisions.
So it makes the... I don't know what the rules actually are. Why not? Because it's almost the same thing as what Klopp did. I'm not complaining or anything, but I'm just wondering why that was. This was curious. It's a referee's choice. The only two teams who ruined this game week was Watford and Burnley, who played out a goalless draw. So their fans would not be happy. They provided a
But I think Burnley fans would take a point at least. I think Watford at home was much stronger side than Burnley.
Yeah. And Rafa Benitez is trying to do his best to keep Newcastle out of the relegation zone. They managed to win against Cardiff 3-0. Their team is not... They don't seem like they have any quality. It's just Rafa Benitez.
Somehow. Yeah, they will pop up with 3 points now and then. But it's looking difficult for them also. It's between Newcastle and Cardiff for the third team, I think. Huddersfield and Fulham are pretty much certain to go down.
Another interesting result was the Southampton win against Everton. So Southampton's new manager had a really good start to the Premier League. I don't know how you say his name. Ralph Hasenhüttl.
Oh yeah, it's a difficult name.
Painful life.
Yeah, since he is on, they have won games. I think they are 15th in the league now.
Yeah, and 2019 they have been undefeated so far, unbeaten start. So good for them. They are out of the relegation zone also right now.
Yeah.
That was that for this week. From other leagues, I saw from Liga, Paris Saint-Germain won 9-0 against.
Oh yeah, Mbappe, he got a hat-trick, right?
Mbappe
and Cavani as well.
And Cavani also, both of them got a hat-trick, yeah. It was like amateur mode FIFA. Also, Thierry Henry cannot catch a break with Monaco. They are in the relegation zone there right now. Even with all the Fabregas' signing also is not really changing much. I don't know how long Henry can last there.
Yeah, it may depend on the project. Maybe if they have already given up on this season and thinking about getting back with more, getting back as a stronger club, then maybe. But otherwise, yeah, if they are thinking about the next season to be in the top league, then they'll have to make some decision now, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if they can afford to drop from the league. So, who knows? Let's see. I think we didn't discuss this, but in other news, Messi got that 400 goal landmark, I think, in last few games. In last week or 2 weeks before?
Yeah, 400 La Liga goal, right?
First player to do so, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's been a great player. No doubt about that. Okay, I think that was that. Any other games you wanted to?
No, I think that's it from the game perspective. You wanted to talk about some transfer rumors, right?
Yes. So for my team, first of all, yeah, Higuain looks like he is done. I am still not sure about him. He could turn out to be the Radamel Falcao for us again. You remember when we signed him?
Yeah, I'm not sure about him either. It's towards his end of his career, and maybe Sarri has seen a lot with him at Napoli, and he thinks that he's the right fit for Chelsea.
Or maybe I
from
just think
style wise, I think he may fit in because he's not like a strong striker, or he's not the heading kind of a striker, or a striker who can just do a hold up play.
Right.
He is sort of like mix of everything.
And at least I think maybe, I don't know if that this is actually the case, but I don't agree with this personally. But at this point, because of how Chelsea operate and they want results, I think Sarri wants a finisher, and Higuain can, at least looking from the outside, he can finish. And at this moment, he looks to be a better option than Morata or Giroud. Like, if he gets the ball, he will finish. But that is my problem right now with Chelsea. If you look, maybe Hazard can deliver you the ball, but if you look at Willian, and if Sarri continues to play him, right now Willian has been found out where he doesn't like to pass the ball sometimes. We try to play, like every player tries to play too much in the final third rather than passing for a better option so they could finish. So even if Higuain is here, he might not get the chances to finish.
Yeah, I think, but I guess like anyone will be an upgrade than what you already have. To me, it seems like so.
Hopefully with Higuain's arrival, Hazard can play in his normal position. So could be a better.
Yeah, I think he'll be more effective from in that position as a striker.
Definitely.
He's not looking as convincing as he does on the wings.
Yeah. So his deal is around £9 million, I think, for 6 months loan, and it could be extended to 18 months. I think money wise it's a good deal. We are not buying the player. We'll only be paying his wages, which are a lot. I was reading they are £270,000 a week, which will make him one of the highest earners. Which is why I was saying he looks like Radamel Falcao signing. He also earned a lot when he came. All these players, they come to Chelsea to get money. They get it. Also, for the, I'm worried about this news that I was reading about Callum Hudson-Odoi. I hope he doesn't leave. I'll be very angry at Chelsea if he does, but Bayern Munich are continuing
to Bayern.
Lately, I've heard that he has rejected Chelsea's offer to, like, we tried to increase his wages to £85,000 and he rejected that offer. He still wants to leave. I'll not blame him, but I'll be angry at Chelsea for allowing this to happen once again. I mean, frustration all over the place. And yeah, we also signed Christian Pulisic, but that will happen next summer. I'm also not sure about that. He's a good player, but once again, this shows we could have played Hudson-Odoi, who already is in our team, but we are going for Pulisic. Let's see how that plays out.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one too. I think he's still very young. May turn out to be a good signing, but right now, in this moment, I don't think he is worth the amount of money that you spent on him.
One thing it will do is give us exposure in US, which is what football is also about this, like, these days. It's all about, it's a business as well, so every team is looking for, every modern team, it's looking for money from all over the place. So, we'll see. What about Arsenal? Any news, transfer?
No, even for us, I think we, like, apart from that Chelsea win, we are not getting like any positive news on the in the club.
Yeah,
it looks like we'll not be making any permanent signing this January.
And I was,
if anything happens, it'll be on loan, and looks like Denis Suarez is the prime candidate to come to Arsenal on a loan.
Yeah, I was reading. Who is the Gazidis? Is he the owner? Ivan
Gazidis.
He
was the CEO and he left to AC Milan now.
Oh, so who is
the owner? Is Stan Kroenke.
Stan Kroenke. Stan Kroenke. I heard that he might have, like, he is putting all the profit he gets from Arsenal into a team in LA because he's building a new stadium.
Yeah, he owns a lot of teams. I think he's.
And that's and he has given you guys like the manager. He said that he can only give them loan players and he doesn't want to buy, which seems weird.
It is very weird. And yeah, we could have definitely be happy with one center back at least in January, but it looks like it won't happen. And yeah, Denis Suarez is the only rumor that I think has some substance to it.
I think he might be coming to replace Ramsey, I guess, once he's gone.
Yeah, and Ramsey is leaving, that is for sure, confirmed, to Juventus.
Right. Juventus get these good deals, I think. Even Higuain was signed on a free transfer, if I remember correctly. Oh, not Higuain, Buffon, I meant.
Buffon, yeah.
But for Chelsea, we'll talk about Chelsea later on. There are a lot of players. I think we need players in every position.
And apart from that, there's no other big signing in the Premier League either, right?
Oh no, there. So Cardiff broke their club record. They signed Emiliano Sala, who has got a few Team of the Weeks. We know him from the Team of the Week selections in FIFA. Yeah, he's a Cardiff player now. So, let's see. Premier League has so much money, and even teams like Cardiff can break their club record to sign players like Sala. not Mohamed Salah, but Emiliano Salah. What other, any other transfers?
Arnautovic is, looks like he's on the move.
No, so I don't know if you heard the update today. It will be awkward for Arnautovic now, because now the Chinese club pulled out of the deal.
Oh.
So he, it looked like in the last game they played, he already waved his goodbyes, and now he might have to come back to play again. It will be awkward. Today I was, oh, PSG might be leading the race now to sign Frankie De Jong from Ajax.
Oh, from Ajax.
Previously, Barcelona was also interested in him. But PSG have the, they seem to, I don't know, because recently there was news, right, that they have to be under FFP, or they, because they, there was a case against PSG and Man City.
Yeah, nothing happened to that. They were saying the transfer ban and all those kind of things that are pretty much certain, but I don't think there is anything, any restriction on those two clubs.
Yep. We might also be getting transfer ban, as far as I have heard, for trying to sign an underage player, I think. So, what else is happening in transfer news or any other football news apart from the games?
Apart from the games, I think the title race is going to be exciting. Even the top four is looking like it'll be a tough race now that Manchester United is back in it.
We also have tough fixtures coming up. Chelsea, I mean, I don't know how Arsenal fixtures look. They might have easier fixtures than us.
No, I think we're playing Man United next in the FA Cup, and we also have Man City to play. They are definitely not the ideal fixtures for us.
Do you think,
and also next month Champions League will be back as well? But it'll be just good in terms of footballing perspective.
Champions League, yes. Oh yeah, Morata might be going to Atletico Madrid.
Madrid signs a lot of strikers, I think, but they'll always be sticking with Griezmann still.
Yeah, I mean, somehow all the strikers seem to do okay in Atletico. Torres, even after he went back from Chelsea, even though he was not performing well, he was still getting some goals in Atletico. Maybe it's just the league. Morata will surely get, he's a good player. I think he'll still get goals in Atletico if he moves. I was reading that they are waiting, Atletico Madrid are waiting to sell some players to afford Morata. And I was reading Arsenal are interested in Gelson Martins.
Oh yeah, that's another rumor as well, yeah.
Transfers, rumors, copied that from Copa 90. Your next game is against...
We have Manchester United in the FA Cup, and then Cardiff, and then Man City.
Cardiff or just City? I think City is your next game.
Cardiff next week, Man City after that.
Okay. Should be interesting.
Yeah, Man City won, like, going Man City away when they are in this form. Don't think we can expect too much from that game.
Yeah, Man City and Liverpool are just, they are in their own. I think Spurs might have been there if all the players were not injured. I hate to say this, but Spurs are also a little ahead of us now, right now.
Yeah.
In terms of quality also. Just the team spirit.
Yeah, the thing I don't like, I mean, it's not great for Arsenal either, is like we don't have any identity of how we're going to play. It seems like every game we play differently, like different formation.
Yeah.
So it's very, very hard to to guess what they'll put out on that day. Like against Chelsea, they tried as a diamond behind the two strikers, and that worked really well. So I hope he sticks with it, but I think he'll change it again.
Yeah, same for me. I'm just hoping we make the top four, and hopefully next year in the summer we can build. At this point, I'm not sure what's really going on.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, I think right now in the league, there are only two teams who have like a set way of playing and they're getting results, Man City and Liverpool.
Yeah.
You could say United, but they haven't carried it for like throughout the season.
Yeah, if they had started this way, you could have said it, but yeah, they are too far behind those two right now. So. Top four would be, I think they know this, so they are going for top four, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's all. I'm glad we had this podcast.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. It's your chai time and my sleep time right now.
Yep, alright. Good night.
Yeah, enjoy what? India. Enjoy not winter. Yeah, enjoy not snow.
And all right.
Where can listeners find us?
Listeners can find us on all the podcasting platforms like iTunes, Podbeans, Stitcher Radio, and what else?
Android has its own podcast. You can think of. Yeah, anything. Yeah, just find. You guys are good.
Yeah, just two substitutes, two with the number.
Yes. All right. Thanks for listening, right, guys. Thanks for joining, Shay.
All right.
Sayonara.